thomasofgod.net.
Hello, Brother Thomas. I got a question for you.
Okay, shoot, Sister Mary.
Brother Thomas, if God promises to give us eternal life by promise, then doesn't our salvation have to come by promise also?
Well, Sister Mary, you came to a very good conclusion, and you're absolutely right in your thinking. And not too many people, I don't think, realize this, and I don't think I've heard a lot of people talk about it. John 2:25 says this, it says, "And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life." Now this coincides and goes right along with Titus 1:2, which talked about how that God made a promise to himself even before time began, even before he created heaven and earth, and that he had made a promise. And that is referring, in 1 John, that is referring to the same promise. And again, God cannot vary. He cannot give mankind eternal life any other way except by promise. Now, let me talk about this for just a minute. There are two types of promises. There is a promise by gift, and there's a promise by works. Now, promise by works is if you promise somebody that, let's say, for example, that you tell your son, you say, "Son, if you will clean up the front yard, the backyard, mow the grass, and take the weed eater and trim the flower beds, I'll give you $25 to go to the movie and go out with your buddies or go to a friend, your friend's house, and go out and eat someplace at a restaurant," whatever it may be. Well, see, that is earned. That money is earned. It's a promise that you'll give that money based upon circumstances, based upon the fact that he had to do something to acquire it. Now, that's one type of promise. Then there's another type of promise, and it's promise by gift. Say, what is promise by gift? Promise by gift is when you promise to do something for somebody and they don't have to work for it. There's no earning it. They don't have to do anything to earn it. It's simply you give it out of love and favor, out of your own heart. You want to do something for somebody, and therefore it costs them nothing, but it costs the giver everything. Now, that is a promise by gift. When we look at the promise that God made, God can't alter from that promise that he made. In other words, you can't go from promise to gift and then go to promise by works. You can't go by promise by works to promise by gift. However you made the promise, if it was made to mankind by promise by works, God has to give it the same way, promise by works. If he alters the promise in any way as to the type of promise, then it makes God a liar. Now, if God made it, if he made the promise to himself as far as being a promise by gift, then God has to keep it by promise by gift. If he makes it a promise by works, then that makes God a liar. So the type of promise that God made, God has to keep his promise in the same perspective as to the type of promise he first made to himself. So let's just stop just a moment. There was God before time began. Let's just picture it in our minds. It was black. There God was in outer space by himself, you know, taking the time of day. And he decided to do a little bit of creating, and within his own mind. And so he promised to himself he wanted to give man eternal life. And he wanted man to choose of his own free will to spend eternity with him so that God could spend eternity with him as well. Now, since he made this promise to himself, what type of promise was it? In the imagination of his mind, was it a promise where man had to earn it? Well, from what we understand and from what we see, the answer to that is no. The promise that God made came in the fashion of promise by gift, not promise by works. There are some of those who believe that it in a work salvation. If that was true, if there is such thing where you can work your way to heaven, then that would make God a liar. And that would change and alter the way that God made it. As we see, God, it was just God alone, within the imagination of his mind, and God by himself, with no one else. And he promised within himself that he wanted to give man eternal life and want to have an eternal relationship with him. Man was not in existence. And man could not have earned that favor, or that he could not have earned that favor with God. God was by himself. He made a decision. He promised to himself. Man was not there, and man was not present to do any type of work to make this a promise by gift. Now, we also see the first chance that man gets to enter into eternal life, Adam and Eve. Was there something that Adam and Eve had to do? God made it. God didn't want a robot. He wanted man and Adam and Eve to choose of their own free will to enter into this eternal relationship with him. That's why he gave us free will, and he gave Adam and Eve free will. And all he said was, don't partake of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That's all he said. Adam and Eve didn't have to work to pick one of the trees. They didn't have to be holy. They didn't have to go to church. They didn't have to, say 115 Hail Marys. They didn't have to be baptized. There was not anything that Adam and Eve had to do but one thing: make the right choice and say yes to God's invitation to an eternal relationship. It was a promise, not by works, but it was a promise by gift. We can also look at the thief on the cross. He had one on the left-hand side, one on the right-hand side when Jesus Christ was hanging on the cross, being crucified for our sins. There, that person right there rebuked the other thief and recognized that Jesus was who he says he was. And he asked Christ, he said, will you remember me, this day, when you enter into the kingdom? That's paraphrased by Tom. And the Lord said, this day shalt thou be in paradise with me. This man was a thief. He was a robber. He was a crook. He didn't have time to do any good deeds. He didn't have time to be baptized by water. He didn't have time to take a bunch of women across the street and do a bunch of good deeds. He didn't have time to get off and say a bunch of Hail Marys. He didn't have time to go to church on time and go to Sunday school. He didn't have time to be religious. He didn't have time to do a bunch of good deeds and add up points with God. What was it by? It was a promise by gift. It was a gift, and it was Jesus's gift to offer, and it was God the Father's gift to offer. And that man recognized who Jesus was, and he recognized it for himself that he was a sinner. And he, in his own heart, repented of the life that he had led. And he asked Jesus to remember him. And Jesus said, this day shalt thou be in paradise with me. I guarantee you, the day that Jesus rose from the grave, that man rose from the grave too. That day, the day when Jesus ascended into the heavens, that man ascended into the heavens with Jesus Christ and is up there right now, this very day. What did he do to earn it? He didn't. He couldn't. It had to be given to him by a gift by promise. Salvation has to come by promise by gift, to where man can pay nothing to deliver himself or to earn God's favor. He can't pay for his own salvation. He can't work for his own salvation. If it becomes a promise by works, then God is a liar, because he has left the very first promise that he promised to himself, which was not a promise by works, but was a promise by gift. Let me show you something else, and then let's see. In Ephesians, take your Bible and turn to Ephesians. And turn to Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. Notice what this says right here. 2:8-9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. How are we saved? By promise, by gift. It's a gift because it's by promise. And when it's a promise by gift, then the giver, the one who makes the promise, pays for the gift. And the one who receives the gift does not pay a dime. All he has to do is receive it. And that's the kind of promise God made to himself in the beginning, in the imagination of his mind. It was going to cost God everything, but it was going to cost the receiver nothing. It's not a gift. If you give a gift to somebody and they pay for it, it's not a gift. They've earned the gift. It's not a gift. A gift is free. A gift is free. It's something that you don't earn. It's something that comes from the favor of the giver. And that's how God's salvation must come. Can't come by works, can't come by good deeds, can't come by religion. God promised to himself, and the form of the promise was a promise by gift, where it would cost him everything and the giver nothing. And that is the way that God, when it comes to salvation, whatever God does, that's how God has to save. And man's salvation has got to come by gift. It can't come by works. It's got to be by promised by gift. And it's got to cost God everything, and it can't cost the giver nothing. Because if it does, then it's not a gift. Does that answer your question, Sister Mary?
Yes, Brother Thomas, thank you. If you would like a tape or CD of today's lesson, please write to promiseofgod.net, 545 Big Leaf Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78264. Or email us at t_sal@sbcglobal.net. Or you may call area code 210-626-1416. With your request for any of the broadcast lessons or questions or comments. See you next time at thepromiseofgod.net.